Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, April 2nd, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct tonight's meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor George Barnes of the Highway Baptist Church, and afterwards we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Ben Meek from Troop 459. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Holy Father, I humbly call upon your name this evening that you might grace this chamber with your presence so that peace may prevail. Lord God, I call upon you that you would bless these council members with wisdom, that they may rightly steward the responsibilities that they've been given, the responsibility to govern properly with finance and other matters so that this city may find prosperity and grace. Father, I do call upon your name as Lord and ask that you might be here in presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. I believe the Vice Mayor, are you on the phone?
I am.
All right, Vice Mayor Scott Summers has joined us by telephone. And so with that, we'll continue on with the Mayor's welcome. April 15th to the 21st is National Volunteer Week. The city of Mesa is so fortunate to have hundreds, if not thousands, of hardworking volunteers who give their time and talents in a variety of areas. And we're grateful for the roles they play. And I have the opportunity, as many of my fellow council members, to not only interact with these volunteers, but to go to recognitions for them in the various departments in the various areas. And I tell you, it's a pleasure to work with those who volunteer in our community. Mesa is a special place in that we just have a community that is willing to give and to give of themselves, the time, their talents, their money, although we could use more of that. But we like the time and the talents. And it's my pleasure now to introduce Sheila Byrne from the City Human Resources Department. And tonight we're going to recognize some of our volunteers that we have that represent all of the other hundreds of thousands of volunteers that make a difference in our community. Sheila?
Thank you, Mayor. As you can see, we have many volunteers here this evening. They're representing the departments that they serve for the city. Tonight they have some signs demonstrating the departments that they represent and the number of hours that they've given this past year. Some of our volunteers have also brought some props to kind of demonstrate what they do. If you want to hold up your props, demonstrate some of the things they do throughout the city. They'll be showing you those again a little bit later.
Thank you so much. I thought those were protest signs when I first showed up. I feel so much better now.
We just like to show you the hours in a different format every time. So this year, instead of recognizing individual volunteers, we want to recognize the departments they volunteer for and also some of our volunteer coordinators who give so much to work with the volunteers organizing their efforts throughout the city. We're going to ask each of the council members to share some of the examples of what the volunteers do in the various departments, and then we're going to ask some of our volunteers and the volunteer coordinators and some of our department heads to come up to accept a certificate from the mayor and the city manager. We'll have a picture, and then after we recognize everybody, we're going to go outside and take a group picture with the volunteers. Okay, so I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Mayor Smith, who will tell you a little bit more about some of the activities of volunteers serving on the various advisory boards as well as MacFest.
Thank you, Sheila. Okay. As Sheila said, the City of Mesa has a number of advisory boards and committees where citizens volunteer and they give service not only for a short project but for a number of years. And is Kathy McDonald, Kathy, you in here? I think she, oh, there she is back there. I need to tell you one of the great, who does, she doesn't totally volunteer, but she does, because she gives service that really goes beyond her her duties, and that is my chief of staff, Kathy McDonald, who's in charge of coordinating the membership on the advisory boards and committees. So I just want to let you know, thank you, Kathy. For example, one unique committee we formed this year was the IMESA Steering Committee, which collected ideas from members of our community and met together and spent many, many hours looking at ways they could transform a community. Another one was the Redistricting Commission, and these by no means are a complete list. These are also just examples. Redistricting Commission that had the unenviable task of trying to figure out where the six districts' lines were drawn and had to follow the guidelines of the federal law and just the things that trying to keep communities of interest together. The other important area where members volunteer on an ongoing basis is with our MACFest. MACFest is now in its fourth year. Thank you, Vern. Vern Mathern's over there. And MACFest was a way to not only bring life to our downtown, but also to engage our community in ways in the arts and cultures, and really has helped to spark life in our community. And that's one thing that volunteers do. They bring energy to a project. They bring energy to an effort. And you take something like bringing artists downtown, mix in some volunteers, and now all of a sudden you have citizens and you have visitors who can really feel the what Mesa is. So that's one thing our volunteers bring. And these are just three very, very short examples of where citizens have made a difference. Sheila?
Okay. Well, here to accept certificates of appreciation. I don't know if Kathy wants to come down to have a picture taken. Kathy McDonald, and also we have Vern Mathern here with MACFest, and Mayor's going to come down and have a photo taken with you. Thank you.
Kathy and I aren't seen together enough.
Okay, thank you. And next, we want to talk about our arts and cultural departments. They rely heavily on volunteers. And waiting to talk more about our arts and cultural, District 1 Councilmember Dave Richens.
The Natural History Museum and our Museum for Youth are really the heart and core of our city. It's where people come, visit, enjoy themselves, have a great time. And we could not operate it without the hundreds of volunteers that volunteer there. And I want to publicly thank them so much for what they do, for how many times they've guided me when lost as well. In 2011, the volunteers of the Arizona Museum of Natural History helped research and build a new exhibit. Tom, if I say this wrong, get me what it's Petrosaur? Did I get that right? Petrosaur? Pterosaurs. The P is silent, okay, as I should be most days. Pterosaur. Okay. There's one actually flapping back there. There you go. There's a pterosaur. Cool stuff.
If the P is silent, why do we even have it? That's just dumb. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They get paid by the letter. But they spent hundreds and hundreds of hours of building this exhibit, Rulers of the Prehistoric Skies. It's still there, right?
Yes.
You should go see it. It's pretty spectacular. In fact, one volunteer alone put in 1,000 hours, is that right? Which is pretty amazing. That's quite a bit of time. We also, at the Arizona Museum for Youth, a new hands-on cart was developed for our Children's Activity Center. Volunteers working in education administration helped to put that together. A pterosaur educator response guide that teachers can get online to help with their classroom. So the volunteers in all areas of the museum helped to make this special exhibit a success. The Museum for Youth led over 1,000 school children on guided tours that featured exhibitions including NASA art, 50 years of exploration, Once Upon a Time fairy tales, Frogs and Fables, Peanuts at Bat, The Life and Art of Charles Schulz, and The Art of the Warner Brothers cartoons. I had an opportunity to see many of those exhibits, and they were all spectacular, and my children loved them. They contributed behind the scenes by sharing their web design skills, their PR marketing experience, and their administrative abilities. To me, I'm just in awe about how much time our volunteers spend and how much they contribute to making sure that what we do is successful. The Mesa Arts Center volunteers always greet you with a smile. They're always very helpful in helping you find your seat and making sure you follow proper theater decorum as well, which newbies to the theater like me need the guidance. They also help across the street in the studios. They'll help make crafts during annual festivals, lend a helping hand to studio instructors, vendors, visiting artists, and help in a variety of ways, from the store to help represent the MAC at events that actually aren't even in Mesa. They'll go and represent us. So thank you to those volunteers. When you see one in their familiar red jackets, make sure you thank them for the time that they spend. It's not just about standing room in a show for free. They spend a lot of time for that free seat or that free standing room inside that theater. So make sure you give them a big thanks. Sheila?
I'm going to give some certificates again.
Oh, I get to go for this one? Cool.
So here to accept the certificate for the Mesa Arts Center is Sean Lawson. And we just have one volunteer representing the Mini 600.
She's the one that always helps me.
Thank you.
Oh, let's bring up all.
Nope,
this is
just
ours. Different. Okay.
There's
more. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And representing the Arizona Museum of Natural History, their director, Tom Wilson.
The rest of us.
And where is their coordinator? Yvonne there. Peterson. And some of their volunteers.
Hold up those things. They're much better looking than me and the mayor anyway.
Hold that in front. Great. Thank you so much.
And our volunteer coordinator for Arizona Museum for Youth is out of town today, so accepting on her behalf is Kathy Eastwood. Well, as many of you know, all of our city departments rely on volunteers, including the city manager's office, the city attorney's office, the city prosecutor's office, and economic development department. Ready to give examples of what their volunteers do is District 2 Council Member Alex Finter.
Volunteer services that are in the following areas. In the prosecutor's office, we have volunteers that are criminal justice students, and their primary duty is to assist victims in court. They contact them about court appearances and will sit with them, and sometimes serving as their voice and advocate. The volunteers also help locate victims who have been threatened not to appear in court and offer them support and encouragement. Another volunteer function is that they help produce 15,000 pamphlets and surveys each year for clients in the courts. Volunteers in the city attorney's office are unique in that all of them are law school interns from ASU, U of A, and Phoenix School of Law. They help attorneys by researching cases, writing reports, and reviewing contracts, and they will sometimes go along with our attorneys to observe trials. They will also work with the city prosecutor's office to observe trials. And in the city manager's office, we have volunteers working with the city council, assistants to do background research on possible ordinances, such as feral cat and nuisance signs. We also had volunteers from the mayor's summer of service doing various jobs such as sorting food at the United Food Bank, helping the seniors at Serine Daycare Center, and helping with Southwest Ambulance's Arizona Celebration of Freedom. And the volunteers in our Economic Development Department perform demographic and available property research to support the department's business activities, and they also program the department's social media calendar and maintain the business databases. And truly, I consider it a privilege to recognize these folks and appreciate all the good service that all the volunteers do for the city. So thank you.
Okay, and we'll give some more certificates. Here to accept the certificates in appreciation for the City Prosecutor's Office, we'll bring up Danny Sherwood. And do we have anybody from the City Attorney's Office? Economic Development? Okay, well, that's the next area we wanted to highlight. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hi. Hi. I guess I.
Great.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy.
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 This is Wendy. Everyone, say hello to Wendy. There, see.
Thank you.
Well, you got to turn on.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy, Wendy. That doesn't work, Wendy. That works. Okay. Good job.
There we go.
Good job. Thank you, Wendy.
Good. Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Okay, the next areas we want to highlight are the Development and Sustainability Department, Falcon Field, and the Mesa Fire Department. Here to give examples of what their volunteers do is District 3 Councilmember Dennis Cavanaugh.
Mesa is well known for historic preservation and historic districts. But again, we wouldn't have a program that is successful without volunteers to help us. Historic preservation is a key part of our development and sustainability department, but because of budget reductions in recent years, there is no full-time trained historic preservation staff who work with the city. But we do have a volunteer who helps us tremendously, and this volunteer has reviewed and updated our historic preservation web pages. This volunteer has gone door-to-door in the historic districts explaining to homeowners the benefits of being in the district, including helping them fill out the forms that are needed to get property tax rebates. Our volunteer also has created a new brochure about the city's historic preservation program. And airports require volunteers too, and Falcon Field Airport is no different. We have volunteers who work at Falcon Field whose duties include such things as scanning airport ground lease documents into the city's document management system. That's very important for management of a large, busy airport as we have. They help create weekly reports that compare aviation fuel prices at airports throughout the valley against those that we have at Falcon Field. They also help by conducting weekly ramp inspections to compare aircraft in the tie-down areas against the aircraft records in our administration's database. And yes, our fire department has volunteers too. So any of you who have been to events or gone on ride-alongs with the fire department, you've seen the whole variety of work that our fire department volunteers do. In 2011, the fire department volunteers had over 4,600 calls for service and assistance. And those examples can include such things as grief support assistance or motorist assistance. Assistance to fire victims. They make social service referrals and home safety inspections. And later this month, on April 20th, we have 97 fire department volunteers who are going to be receiving Presidential Service Awards. So in order to get this honor, these volunteers need to provide at least 100 hours of service to an organization. So we've got 97 of our volunteers who have achieved that level, and that's a wonderful testament to the volunteer work in our community. Thank you.
And we have some more certificates. Christine Zelanka, she's still here? Okay, well, come on up, Christine. Christine is the director of the department, but on behalf of your volunteers.
She's Wendy.
Wendy.
She's not Wendy.
Wait, wait. Oh, there's Wendy.
You
got a twin sister. The right way this time.
Okay, we talked to Wendy. You're Mindy, right? Wendy and Mindy. job you did.
And representing Falcon Field Airport, we have Deanne Thomas.
Oh. And man carrying airport.
And her volunteer.
Now, the Mesa Fire Department has several volunteer coordinators that act as coordinators as part of their regular job, but I had to narrow it down to one to accept the certificate. So we have Anita Mapes, volunteer coordinator, and then several of the volunteers are here with us.
Thank you.
Our library and neighborhood outreach programs have had great support from volunteers for many, many years. But almost all city departments use volunteers, including our information technology department. Here to highlight some of the volunteer efforts of these three areas of the city is District 4 Councilmember Chris Glover.
For information technology, the internship volunteers for the Geographic Information Systems, or GIS, have been a tremendous benefit to the Enterprise GIS work group. Their expertise and abilities helped us through many GIS mapping requests, and their input was vital to the success of several projects. The Mesa Downtown 3D mapping, the interns were able to expand and add great detail to many of the existing downtown Mesa buildings that are being utilized in many other projects. For the Mesa Bicycle Master Plan update, the interns' insight and bicycling expertise have been a key part of the analysis. The City of Mesa Development Agreement GIS integration. The interns provided data input and analysis to help bring the City of Mesa's permitting system and the ability to view all of the development agreements. The GIS internship volunteers complete interesting work and are able to learn and practice on real-world GIS requests. For our libraries, the Mesa Express Library opened to the public on May 17, 2011 in the Power Square Mall with two staff members and the aid of 23 volunteers who helped shelf books. And as we've seen, this has been a resounding success. The volunteer computer aids helped the public to access the library catalog, the intranet, and databases to help search for information when staff is not available. The teen story readers at Red Mountain offer a fun Saturday morning story time to children in the East Valley. For neighborhood outreach, over 1,500 volunteers helped build a better Mesa for the first citywide Make a Difference Day on October 22, 2011. Volunteers participated in over 50 different projects, gave over 5,400 hours of their time, and contributed over 2,700 in materials and supplies. In 2011, over 7,400 volunteers donated their time for events like the Southwest Ambulance Arizona Celebration of Freedom, 9/11 Day of Service and Remembrance, Make a Difference Day, MLK Day of Service, and to programs such as Neighborhoods Helping Neighborhoods, Neighbors, the Building Stronger Neighborhoods Initiative, and the Science Week Program. The volunteers in Mesa have been nationally recognized for how we utilize our volunteers, and really they know that it's not where you serve that counts, but how you serve. So thank you for your service.
And here to accept the Certificate of Appreciation for Information Technology is Paul Zahora. And next for the library, we have our Library Volunteer Coordinator, Kathy Herbstreet, the department director, Heather Wolf, and quite a few library volunteers, including the props.
What are those?
Props. She's wearing purple, too.
Books. Oh, books. You mean they don't come on an iPad?
There
Hold that up in front of you.
There we go.
And next, representing neighborhood outreach, Michelle Alvis, the coordinator, and their volunteers with lots of props.
Hey, Michelle.
Whether it's thousands of hours for a department or a couple of hundred hours a year, volunteers are vital for so many programs and services offered by the City of Mesa. Here to highlight some of the efforts on both ends of that spectrum is District 5 Councilwoman Dina Higgins.
Thank you, Sheila. Parks and Recreation and Commercial Facilities and the Mesa Police Department were among the departments with the most volunteer hours in 2011. Parks and Recreation has volunteers for all sorts of activities, including two that are very unique. Adaptive volunteers help with a You Look Marvelous fashion show where they assist in table and stage decorations, assemble silent auction baskets, create an evening of fashion for patron enjoyment. Let's see those signs. There's supposed to be people out there. No? Okay. All right. Red Mountain High School Club diversity volunteers clean parks, assist at special events, host the Santa breakfast, and give so much more. And the mission of the Mesa Police Department Volunteers in Police Service, or VIPS, program is to support members in providing police service and to promote community partnership. One aspect of VIPS is CSS, or Crime Scene Specialist Volunteer. Last year, they amassed 1,900 total volunteer hours and have independently processed crime scenes for over 265 property crimes. Another vital aspect of VIPS is patrol support, which accumulated 2,892 hours last year alone and have been lauded repeatedly by officers for their accomplishments, such as being first to locate vehicles fleeing from officers and discovering in progress crimes and suspicious activity. We also want to recognize our city's transportation department, which has a couple of volunteers who play a vital role organizing the department's financial files, researching invoice payments. Now, when you heard all of these different volunteer opportunities, you go, wow, these are some awesome volunteers, because this sounds really, really boring, no offense, okay? But our transportation volunteers are helping the department by keeping the daily payments up to date, by assisting with payment research, and maintaining our files. The volunteers scan and file all paper payment documents so that the vendor and payment research can be easily performed. It also helps in the annual archiving process. Also, the transportation volunteers perform data input of invoice information into QuickBooks system so that staff time is minimized for invoice payment. Now, those are diehard volunteers right there. You have Mr. Clevenger in your transportation department. And that's it.
And you know, there is a volunteer opportunity for every volunteer. Here to accept the Certificate of Appreciation for Parks and Recreation, Bev Nielsen is the coordinator, the volunteer coordinator. And most of her volunteers are students, so they're not
actually,
able to.
Actually, they're on the runway stage tonight.
Oh, fun.
For that, so, and this is what the kids we bring, because we go green.
Don't know how to react.
Whole thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and Linda Bailey is the volunteer coordinator for our police department with a couple of her volunteers.
You're not official, can you hold up this?
Okay.
Wait, you didn't bring any clean brushes or anything?
She has them.
Oh, there we go.
I
did not look good on that white
glass. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One more.
Alyssa Jen with Department of Transportation has a full-time regular job, and she coordinates her volunteers in addition to that position. This isn't the right one. We'll just use it, yes. And her department director, Dan.
Thank you.
So, Mayor and Council members, as you know, our volunteers perform an amazing variety of duties in many different departments across the city. In 2011, volunteers donated 236,045 hours to the city of Mesa. This was worth more than $5 million and is equivalent to 113 full-time equivalent employees. So while we have hundreds of volunteers, we can always use more. The city has a new online system that makes it easy to search for volunteer openings based on their interests, the length of time they're looking to serve, a commitment, how many volunteers might be in their group. So we'd like to invite everybody to take a look at our new site at www.mesaaz.gov/volunteer. And thanks to all of our volunteers.
Thank you. Let's give them another round of applause. And once again, thank you for representing many, many, many others who are incredible. I have mixed feelings when we throw out hours and dollars because while those are important to note, and 200 plus thousand hours is nothing to sneeze at. But the fact matter is that our volunteers return so much more than the dollar value that they replace by a body, because volunteers bring a spirit. And they just bring an energy to whatever task they have that can't be replaced. So thank you so very much for making our city better. And this is how you do what, Councilman Richards? You build a better Mesa. Thank you. This is really part of it. That's right. Thanks. All right, so we appreciate it. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Tonight, the consent agenda will be read into the record by Mr. Kevin Christopher. And thank you, volunteers.
Thank you. You don't want to stay here.
You might say if they were truly committed, they'd sit through the rest of the meeting.
Through the exciting consent agenda.
They'll leave it up to these to this batch of volunteers. No. Yes, they're smart.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Alston House first anniversary celebration, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 14th, 453 North Pima Street. Item 4A, act on term contract for helicopter airframe parts and repairs for the police department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 23 replacement vehicles for the police department, fully funded by the fiscal year 11-12 vehicle replacement fund. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement water treatment pumps, analyzers, and related equipment for water resources department. Item 4D, act on contract for Dobson Ranch residential street overlays phase 2, funding available from the transportation sales tax. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to adopt the issuance and post-issuance compliance procedures relating to tax-exempt bonds, other tax-exempt financing, and Build America bonds. Item 5B, act on resolution ordering sale of City of Mesa general obligation bonds, Series 2012, and authorizing reimbursement of bond proceeds of certain advances on construction projects. Item 5C, act on resolution ordering sale of City of Mesa utility systems revenue bonds, Series 2012, and authorizing reimbursement of bond proceeds of certain advancements on construction projects. Item 6A, consider a petition received for formation of the Eastmark Community Facilities District Number 1 and act on resolution forming such district and entering in a development, financing, participation, waiver, and intergovernmental agreement with such district and developer. This is an emergency clause requiring at least 6 out of 7 affirmative votes. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-12, 2254 West Main Street, located west of Dobson Road on the north side of Main Street, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a mixed-use apartment complex with first-floor commercial space. In Item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-11, 2217 North Power Road, located north of McKellops Road on the east side of Power Road, rezone and revised site plan, decreasing the number of units at a proposed apartment complex. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Once again, would like to, first of all, is there any council member would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public? Councilmember Richens. We did read an 8A. You want to leave that off?
No, Mayor, but I just wanted to make clear, I don't think it was said that a yes vote will be for the introduction
right.
of the ordinance and the amended site plan.
I was going to get to that, but that's okay. Thank you so very much. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to repeat that?
Nobody from the public? Okay. Now, once again, two items to note. Item 6A is an emergency clause, which requires six or seven votes if... So we're going to leave that on the consent agenda unless somebody objects. And item 8A is now on the consent agenda. And once again, the yes vote with the consent agenda does allow for the introduction of the revised site plan with the increased parking. Okay?
Mayor?
Yes, Vice Mayor.
I'm sorry I missed this afternoon. What is the revised parking on 8A?
Mr. Wesley, you want to explain that for the Vice Mayor?
Yes, Mayor. Vice Mayor, the revised site plan that we sent out on Thursday, on one of the units, the developer has taken off the lower level of the apartments and replaced those with parking. So it has reduced the number of units by seven and I believe increased by 22 the number of parking spaces. So it brings the ratio up close to 1.5 for the whole development.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Vice Mayor. All right. Is there? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is seven ayes, no nays. The consent agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Tonight we have three requests to speak from the audience. The first one will be Mr. Richard A. Smith. He'll be followed by William Clark and then Patricia Anger. Anger. Uh-oh. Mr. Smith. Oh, there we are. And as stated, we have 3 minutes each. And please, for the record... Please, for the record, restate your name and address. And as in accordance with state law, we appreciate you coming here, but we can't comment on anything that I want you to say. Okay, so Mr. Smith, thank you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council. My name is Richard A. Smith. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, recently retired attorney for the National Labor Relations Board here in Phoenix. I'm also the spokesperson for the Phoenix chapter of the Veterans for Peace. You should have in front of you a copy of a letter that was sent to you, the city attorney and Mesa chief of police on February 28, 2012 by Diane Post. Ms. Post is the attorney for the End the War Coalition of which Phoenix chapter of Veterans for Peace is a member. Since none of the addressees, including yourselves, responded to Ms. Post's letter, I'm here to speak tonight on her behalf. Her letter establishes that on February 22, 2012, members of the Mesa Police Department violated the First Amendment rights of several members of the End of the War Coalition, including myself, fellow Veterans for Peace member Billy Clark, who is in the audience, and Edwin Avogan. This unlawful conduct included, among other things, provided us with incorrect information regarding the city's prohibition of use of a megaphone at the Republican presidential debate and threatening us with arrest because we attempted to use a megaphone to denounce Messrs. Santorum, Gingrich, and Romney for their incessant drumbeat to convince the United States government to launch an unlawful unilateral attack on the sovereign nation of Iran. For your edification, videos of these events have been placed on YouTube, and they can be viewed by following the links which have been attached to the letters that you've received tonight. Before you took office as members of the Mesa City Council, each of you swore an oath that requires you to, among other things, support the Constitution of the United States and defend it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I submit that your refusal to respond to Ms. Post's letter, which amply demonstrates that the Mesa Police Department violated our First Amendment rights, constitutes a violation of your oath of office. Moreover, under the facts and law of this case, the remedy we seek is both warranted and forthright. It consists of a letter of apology from the City of Mesa that recognized its error for allowing the unlawful conduct of the Mesa Police Department on February 22, 2012, and its assurances that in the future will not interfere with or prevent End the War Coalition or any other protest group from exercising their rights guaranteed by the First Amendment. I will be present at the next City Council meeting that is scheduled for April 16th. At that time, I will expect an answer regarding our request for a remedy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. William Clark.
Mayor, Council, my name is William N. Clark. I live at 1645 North 58th Street. And I'm here pretty much tonight for the reason of verifying the statements by Mr. Smith. Yesterday was the 42nd anniversary of when I got blown up in Vietnam. I'm a retired Marine Corps sergeant. I was blown up on April Fool's Day of 1970. So I'm very proud to be here. I love and respect the workings as a resident of Mesa that I've seen with the police in the city. And I've been very happy with any any actions I've ever had with them. And they've upheld the honor and the law enforcement very well. But in this case, at the Republican debate, they were somewhat out of line. And I do not believe, as also a representative of Veterans for Peace, that at this time that we need our organization or the Coalition Against the War, the Code Pink ladies, the ladies in black, that we need an apology for ourselves from the police department. But I think it's important that we get one to ensure that protesters and people exercising their freedom of speech in the future in the city of Mesa are able to do that without being harassed or any kind of threat by the police, as long as they're within terms of and abiding by the law. One of the things I noticed at that particular event, it was such a great stage for Mesa on the national surface to have the Republican debate here. And group after group was protesting or there in support of their candidates. The Ron Paul people were enthusiastic and tremendously vocal. The Romney people were incredibly courteous and very understanding. But you also had people for the immigration laws changes. You had people for Syrian rights. You had different groups. And it was an incredible circus and where no one group was conflicting with the others. The sad thing about the police coming up and threatening to arrest us for using a megaphone was the fact that nobody could hear anybody because there was so much enjoyment in the circus atmosphere that was there, which the city should be proud that they were able to bring that event and pull it off. But the apology is necessary for groups in the future so they know that they can come here and find respect be able to express their freedom of speech here in the city of Mesa. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Clark, and thank you so very much for your service and your sacrifice. Ms. Patricia Enger.
Mr. Mayor, council members, I come here as a winter resident about to fly home tomorrow. And my comments are on the furloughing that we used to have when we would leave. We didn't use any water, we didn't use any sewer, we didn't have any trash picked up at our lots. I have a park model in VDO, which is at Ellsworth and Southern. When I did the math, it was astounding, and everybody said, well, it's only $30 a month while you're gone, which is $210 for me. But it's for every park model in our park, and when you do that, it becomes $252,000 additional dollars that you're getting. That evidently it was passed last August. We're just now finding out about it this week, which has to do with the park, and that's another meeting at another time. There's a lot of residents that are extremely upset about it because this was done to, according to the letter that a lady got from the water department, or customer service department, I should say, why they no longer are doing it, and it's just for debt service and so that they can keep up the sewer system, which obviously when we're not here, we're not using. So I guess my question is there any thought about going back the other way, which I know as a county commissioner, it's hard to go back on when something you already started, but just that there's a lot of residents in there, as most of the winter residents are our seniors, and they're very limited budgets, and a lot of them don't know about it yet because this just came out yesterday in some of the other parks that CalM has. I don't know if you're doing it with all residents of Mesa or not. But, and I know you can't answer me, I forget that.
I wish I could, but
I know.
Afterwards, though, we can, I'll tell you what, we have a staff member that'll be more than happy to talk to you and explain things.
Okay, well, I've gotten the letters and stuff of why they're doing it, and it's just, I guess, putting it on our backs when we leave, after we come here and spend a lot of money. When we come here and, I mean, our rent is taxed. All these different things are taxed when we're here. We buy our gas here, we buy our cars here, we buy our park bottles. Our the other things that we buy food, we buy gas, all those kinds of things. Entertainment. I come down here to the Performing Center. We come down for the art shows and all the other things you have on the city. And that's why I tell everybody, I never thought I'd end up in, coming from Michigan, I never thought I'd end up in Arizona. But it has been the best move I've made as far as my winter camp. It's very enjoyable. The weather is wonderful, which obviously you don't have any control over. But it's just, we really like it here. We don't like the shootings, but then that's not your fault either. I guess the only other thing is that because we do bring jobs to the community, I know when the snowbirds leave, a lot of businesses know that we've left. I mean, the nail techs aren't there, the haircuts, the grocery stores aren't crowded anymore. Now, you folks that live here probably are glad we're gone, and that's another whole story. But I would just hope that if we can come back at another time and revisit this, it would be something, because I think when the residents find out and they come back in the fall, they're going to be very upset about this. I mean, it's a lot of money for some of them.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for visiting us, and we hope we can make you happy. Okay, thank you. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Higgins, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.